It happened to me on January 1st, 2009. I was in Baroda. This incident has really touched me. I hope it touches you. On New Year's Day, I was there, and there is a great cardiac surgeon in Baroda called as Shailesh Mehta. He's a very famous heart specialist. You cannot get an appointment with him for at least a month before. You have to apply, approach him 1 month before to get an appointment. He has got doctors in Ahmedabad, Baroda and Rajkot. Hundreds of doctors are there. The junior doctors examine, keep a report, and only if Dr. Mehta has to see, he will see. Otherwise, there is no need. He is a very personal friend of mine. When I was in Baroda on 1st January, evening we were sitting in the corridors of the hotel, waiting for the dinner, and the old, he's about 69-year-old man, sitting before me and narrating an incident. He said, "Doctor, you know, recently an incident happened. It has changed me." Believe me, he's not an emotional man. He cuts at least 10 hearts every day, physically. He was narrating the incident. He said, on 27th of December, before that, 21st of December, a couple walked into his office with a small child of 6-year-old, a girl, and the file was given to doctor. Junior doctors had made a report, and the child's heart has a problem. Being a senior seasoned doctor, the moment he looked at the file, he could make out case is bad. Total clogging, nothing can be done about it. He explained it to the parents and said, "Sir, I am very sorry. Situation is quite bad. There are only two options now. One is make the child undergo operation immediately. Immediately. It's already quite late. But I should remind you, should warn you, that the success rate is only 30%. That means even if I operate the child may die on the operation table 70%. 30% she may succeed. But if you don't make her undergo operation, she will not survive beyond 3 months. It's come to that stage. What will you do?" What can the parents do? They cried their heart out. They said, "Sir, we'll take the chance, sir. We pray God that the 30% will help us, bless us, and our child will survive. Please do the operation immediately." The child was admitted to the hospital. Date was fixed. 6 days before the operation, child was admitted to a ward for preparations and earlier tests and all that. Mother stayed with the child. This is an important incident for me. The mother stayed with the child to accompany the child, and every day evening mother would have prayers and make the child say prayers. She would put vibhuti on the child's forehead and say, pray God, God will help you, God will bless you." The child believed it. And now the operation day came. Please visualize it. Sterilized operation theater, and all the doctors were there. Dr. Shailesh Mehta entered at the end. He was wearing his green sterilized coat and cap and mask and gloves. He came inside. Everything was ready. He saw the 6-year-old on the operation table. Somewhere it pinched him. "We don't know. The child is alive now. But by the end of the operation, child may not survive. Success rate is very small." He just patted, just encouraged the child, patted on the back and said, "Don't worry, child. You'll be all right." The child looked up and said, "I'm not worried, doctor, but I have a question to ask." "Question? What question do you have?" The child said, "Doctor, everybody is telling me that I had to undergo open heart surgery, open heart surgery. Does it mean that you open my heart completely?" The doctor did not know how to respond. He just said, "Don't worry, child, you will never see the pain. You will not know the pain. I'll give you medicine for it. Don't worry." He said, "I'm not worried, doctor, again. My question still remains. What is the question? Do you open my heart completely? Because my mother keeps telling me every day that God resides in the heart. God resides in the heart. When you open my heart, kindly see whether there is God inside. If he is there, watch him. And when I am all right, tell me how he looks like." This man was totally baffled. He did not know how to respond. He said, okay. The operation started. 45 minutes into operation, not even a drop of blood was coming into the heart. The heart-lung machine was on, and slowly the pulse rate started coming down. The BP came down, and doctor said, "It is the end of it. Child cannot survive. He just cannot survive." And told his junior doctor, "Come on, stitch it up, and that's over. Close it. Child would not survive. Sorry, we could not save the child." As he was saying, suddenly child's words came into his mind, started hitting him. The child had asked, "When you open the heart, please see whether God is there." Dr. Mehta, as he was sharing this with me, I get emotional when I start sharing that. Sitting in front of me, he was crying like a child. He was saying, "You know, I have done so many operations for last 40 years or 45 years. My hands were soaked in blood. Suddenly child's words came to my mind. I just folded my hand there and said, God, all my knowledge, all my skills as a doctor has come to a naught now. I cannot save this child. And child and her mother, everybody believes that you are in the heart. If you are there, only you save the child. It is beyond me now. He became so emotional, he was crying. He told his nurse next, come on, take out my spectacle, I can't see anything. Nurse pulled out his spectacle. He wiped his tears. At that time, the doctor next to him elbowed him and said, Doctor, blood is coming into the heart now. Doctor Mehta told me, I don't believe in miracles. Some physical phenomena must have happened. Immediately I put my glass and said, come on, put the machine on. Don't stop it. Push it on. And put the heart machine on. And then he started operating. For next 4.5 hours, operation was done. Operation was successful. And then he told me, the child's heart is absolutely clean now. I cleaned all the arteries. Child will survive at least 60 years now. No problem. I was feeling so happy. And he told me, but still I have one worry now. When the child is all right, when I go to see her, she would ask me a question. Did you see God? How is he? What will I tell her? I told him, please tell the child, don't make an effort to see God. God is not seen, but God is experienced. We all experience God. You may not see God. Tell the child, experience God. Do you know this incident has changed Dr. Mehta? He has put a photograph of God in the operation theater. Earlier he was so confident of his skills and knowledge. Now before every operation he goes and stands before the photograph and says, I am a small man. Whatever knowledge and skills I have tried, but I need your blessings. At the age of 69, Dr. Mehta said, I became cultured now. I became cultured now. And this child made me cultured. How did this child get this idea of thinking God resides in the heart? Because the mother said so. Why I am saying is, parents and teachers are such a tremendous responsibility, not just simply saying children are going away from culture. You can't stand like an umpire and declare verdict, say boy is out. No. You should see that it does not get out. As teachers and parents, it is our job to see that culture is followed in our country, in our actions. I have got another 15 minutes more. Am I right? I have got a thesis, my friends. This is my favorite thesis. Why I am saying is, today everything, it looks as though is running behind money.